6 minutes after 2 o'clock, and just a real treat to welcome back to Excursions, Jordan Hall. Hi, Jordan.
Hello.
I was doing a little bit of just, you know, remembering. And it's been just about 10 years ago that...
Yeah.
10 years. It was 2008 you released your very first record.
Yeah, 2008. Yeah, 2000. Or what time is it? What year
is it? What time is it right now? It's 2017.
Yeah,
so nine.
Yeah.
Nine and some change.
Yeah.
And it was just a delight. I was like, my soul sparkled to hear your debut and to be so proud of someone from our own neck of the woods, so talented at such a young age. Those songs written primarily when you were around 17. That record released after your 18th birthday. But you've come a long way. You live in Nashville now. But I'm happy to say you're in our gem city tonight in the heart of our Oregon district.
Oh, yeah. I always come back.
I know.
I'm from Dayton. I do business in Nashville.
Well, we like it that way. Thanks for coming home. The show tonight at Blind Bob's with another couple of fabulous writers,
like, some
players.
Of the best local talent. Right up there with Guided by Voices and Bob Pollard, Jesse Remnant and Andy Smith, Me Time, Human Cannonball, two incredible bands that I think everyone in indie music needs to hear. And you can tonight.
You can
at Blind Bob's.
And get a copy. It's a celebration of the release of your record. You'll do a release show in Nashville, but this is the hometown release, and I'm just so pleased that you're here.
Yeah.
Well, would you go ahead and hit us a lick there if you want. Tell us a little
so
about it.
So we got this new, this is my, it's my 10 years, my first vinyl.
Oh, yeah. The new record out on vinyl as well.
Yeah, I think I haven't done an eight-track thing. I've done cassette, CDs. Yeah.
You could do like an Edison cylinder.
I did an Edison cylinder.
Didn't.
No, I sure did. I was going to release it as like a premium for the pre-orders, but
yeah, no kidding.
I was like, well, I'm trying to raise money to press an album. I can't press an Edison cylinder too. But it was recorded on the wax and stuff.
Oh,
great.
Very cool. Well, with nothing between you and the sound except your radio, it's a great pleasure. His new record just out, celebrating its release tonight at Blind Bob, Somewhere is a Place to Be. Here to that. Welcome back, Jim.
Yeah. This is the opening track, Side A. Here we go. It's called Hardened Heart.
Thank you. scared to die. So
Jordan Hall, the lead track on the new record, Somewhere is a Place to Be. This is the collection Hardened Heart. That, pardon me, I have been so ill, and I was feeling the spirit of that song and got also the spirit of a cough in there, but you kept me through there. That's nice. Tell me a little bit about this guitar that you have a Willie Nelson run and start on here.
Oh, yeah. No, this is my trigger. It's a National.
Right on.
I don't want to say too. I've had guitars stolen before.
So I don't want to say too much about it. Yeah, it's really a horrible instrument.
It's a terrible guitar.
Just doesn't.
There's a hole in it.
Doesn't hold a tune.
That's not meant to be there. And nobody wants it. It's not good. Don't. No.
How long have you had it? And then we'll just move
it's
along.
It's from 1949.
Oh man.
I got it from Shakin' Dave, who is a DJ here
on Monday nights.
We have a lot of mutual friends. Cut me a deal. And I've been playing this guitar for about 6 of the 10 years that I've been playing music.
Well, it sounds good. It seems to like you.
Yes.
Jordan Hall, live on Excursions, live on stage tonight at Blind Bob's, right there. Just a smack dab in the middle of the Oregon District on 5th Street. Jesse Remnant and, is it Andy Smith? I always, there's two.
Yeah, Andy
I've been saying Snow.
Andy Snow's cool. He should change his name.
Well, there is an Andy Snow locally,
oh,
too.
Really?
So it's, I file everything alphabetically.
Well,
so.
Just call him Me Time.
Very good.
Yeah.
Andy from Me Time.
Andy from Me Time. He is Me Time.
He is Me Time. Well, they have a new record out. We'll hear that before this hour is all said and done. But so pleased to be joined live in studio by, you had your broadcast debut way back when on Why So.
Yeah.
And you've just come a great long way. I was commenting to you that the Jordan Hall section of the library is fattening up.
That's what's up. That's I'm doing my job.
You are
that's
indeed.
Good.
Give us a little bit more fruit of your labors of doing your job.
Well, here's the tasty peach. No, I don't know what to play. I'll play some stuff from I guess this new album. Is there a give me a color? What? Give me a mood. Give me a smell.
Purple.
Purple.
Purple and dirt.
Okay. Purple dirt.
Yeah.
All right. That's a song. purple dirt.
Right. I just want to see you in the purple dirt.
Aw. That's kind of sad.
It is, isn't it?
If you think about it. All right. This is... here's a song. It's a jazzy song.
Right on.
This is my jazz standard. Probably a deep cut. Too soon to say. She bites me once, I bark back too. I've got a hunch and she knows I do. Well, Juliet, you're the east and to the west is a war. Why the hell are we still even fighting for? Deep down we're hoping we're the other's cure. Too long I've heard on my own, and this pain's only grown. Guess it's high time I left behind me. 'Cause I ain't the same man no more, and for once I feel sure that it's high time I left him behind me. This is the jazz part.
behind me, 'cause I'm the same man no more. And for once I feel sure that it's high time I left him behind me. I left him behind me. I left.
Yeah. Mm.
What's the name of that one again?
It's called High Time. Kind of like Grateful Dead. But,
I like it, but singular.
Singular.
Just
exactly.
The one.
Thank you. Read my mind.
Just the one.
That's, yeah. I think it was originally High Times, and then I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Whoa, okay.
Jerry, you know, gotta do my own thing.
And people be all like, hey, play that dead song.
Drop the S.
Drop the S, and you're good to go. I like it. Jordan Holm Live.
I wrote it in Philadelphia.
And, thank you.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
By yourself? Just sitting there?
My friend Ron Gallo's apartment. Uh-huh. He's doing really well right now. He's got an album called Heavy Meta.
Great name.
It's on Steve Earle's label.
Is that E Squared?
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Some, yeah. That yeah. is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah. Just, I got a lot of bros and music.
Speaking
bros
of which.
And bros and sisters. And,
yeah. You must be, it must be bro and sis music heavy down in Nashville.
Yeah.
Do you guys have support groups and whatnot? Yeah.
AA. NA.
So can you, I mean, are there have to be neighborhoods that are primarily musicians.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll go to Ron's house and like kick it and stuff. And there'll always be somebody there from a different band, you know. Musicians are not typically well-to-do people, so they kind of the commune thing happens, and,
yeah.
and there's always somebody with a guitar or something.
So you could probably be communal musically, but I mean, and also with maybe the loaf of bread.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Hey, you want to make some rice and beans or something? Yeah, sure, man. Put on some coffee and. We'll just fart a lot.
Just do it.
Sing songs.
And occasionally those will harmonize. And
there you
go. Alice Springs.
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. We're going to be back in studio with Jordan Hull. He's live on stage tonight at Blind Bob's with another couple of fabulous Miami Valley writing, singing, playing, performing talents, Jesse Remnant and Andy Smith. I'm going to get that right. Henceforth, we'll be right back live in studio. And but if you're fancy, you'll see them live tonight at Blind Bob's.
Venture capitalists just love pouring money into New York and San Francisco startups. The rest of the country, yeah, not so fast.
For those metros who don't already have the ecosystem that kind of nurtures and attracts venture capital, it's hard to compete with the Silicon Valley.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, Venture Capital's geographic diversity issue, next time on Marketplace.
This evening at 6:30, right here on Why So.
I'm Karen Bledsoe, WISO's Director of Underwriting. Public radio programs attract educated consumers and business decision makers. You can reach this highly desirable audience with your company's marketing message on WISO. Isn't it time to make our listeners your customers? Find out how at WISO.org. Thanks.
There's a lot there for you, and before too many whiles are gone, you'll be able to listen back to the audio from today's performance. Big thanks to Jordan Hull playing live for us in studio in advance of his gig tonight, CD release party, as a matter of fact, the new one called Somewhere Is a Place to Be. I like that a lot. Sort of like vanilla is a flavor.
It
you know?
Sure is, yeah.
And Somewhere Is a Place to Be. How'd you come about
Everywhere.
That title?
I like to put Easter eggs in it. I overthink everything. That's why it took me 4 to 5 years to make this album, because I get in my own head. Everybody knows this is nowhere.
Right.
Why so cynical, Neil Young? Why so cynical? Unless it's like something I don't get and it's like that's it's actually optimistic. Everywhere is somewhere and somewhere is a place to be.
I love it. Yeah. And it reminds me of that phrase, now remember, no matter where you go, there you are.
Exactly. You know, so eventually I'll evolve into a Dr. Seuss type. Maybe Shel Silverstein, keeping up with the music.
Good.
But
you could do worse.
It's a journey. Wow.
We're glad your journey brought you back to our neck of the woods. Again, on stage tonight at Blind Bob's with Jesse Remnant and Andy Smith. Playing a guitar that's not worth anything, huge holes in it, but he manages to struggle through and make it sound good.
My Takamine. Actually, those are great instruments.
I just think they were called Take Mines.
Take Mines?
Takamine. Take Mine. But don't.
No.
No.
I had a CD release show in 2012 for my last record, and somebody took my electric guitar. I had a Gretsch. It was gone for 6 months. I gave up hope. Then one day on Facebook, somebody's like, hey, I just saw your guitar on Craigslist. I got to meet a detective and, like, the full thing, like, it was so cool. Trench coats and detective work.
And you got it.
We got the guy.
Did you get to say you're a jerk to that guy?
Detective handled that. I was on the sidelines. But I got my guitar back. It smelled weird. But it still plays great.
Right on. Well, this Take Mine is not to be taken. It's clearly a good friend. Jordan Hall, live tonight at Blind Bob's, live now on Excursions.
I'd like to thank you, people I barely knew. Well, I couldn't lay me down, but you shine some light on wanting to. And I'd like to thank you, folks who said give them hell. When it's too dark to see, all your simple words, yeah, they do me well. Though I still don't know which way to go. I got good friends all around me, though I'm alone, they surround me. Yeah. I'd like to thank you, face on a silver screen, live from a bygone day, but you taught me something of what living means. And I'd like to thank you, ghosts hanging around this town, talking to those same walls, and they're telling me not to get so down. Though I still don't know which way to go. All around me, though I'm alone, they surround me. Yeah.
Jordan Hall, live on Excursions. Live on stage tonight at Blind Bob's. Thanks for swinging wide and coming and sitting with us for a while.
Thanks
today.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. It's always a joy. I don't have any profound closing thoughts.
Well, the thing is that's good about that is that it's never really coming to a close.
That's right. The song, the song has no ending.
It has no ending.
Shameless plugs. Yes. Blind Bob's tonight, 9 p.m. Five Toitles, Five Clams. A $5 show for three incredible Dayton artists. Heck yeah.
What a deal.
New vinyl. If you got on Spotify right now, you could listen to this album. It's all up there. You can start purchasing it. If you want a physical copy, go to jordanhall.com. I will personally mail you a vinyl. Maybe
right on.
I'll throw in a fun comic book or something. I don't know. I'm always making weird stuff. And, make sure you call your mom. All right.
Aww. And by the way, Jordan is an artist in his own right, so maybe you'd make a doodle.
Oh, I'll doodle. I'll doodle all day. I've made doodles I'm not proud of. I'll doodle on this. I'll doodle on that.
Come to the show tonight, and you can get him to doodle in person on the record.
Yes.
Somewhere is a place to be. It's the new collection from one of Miami Valley's shining, shining talents, Jordan Hall. Makes his home down in Nashville. He'll do a CD release down there before too many more times have passed. But our Jordan Hall CD release party tonight at Blind Bob's. Thank you so much, Jordan.
Thank you, Nick.